Susan Tompor writes a finance column, personal finance, for the Detroit Free Press. And of all the information that I've scoured through trying to make a little bit more sense of this debt ceiling, Susan seems to have a handle on it. Susan, I know you put a lot of research in the piece that you wrote in the business section in yesterday's Free Press, and they had a tease of that on the front page top fold in yesterday's paper.
Yes, good morning, Tony. Yeah, it looks the deficit situation, the debt ceiling is certainly the top topic right now. And what we were trying to look at is how much interest rates could go up for regular consumers, and it would be quite a bit, you know, maybe a half a percentage point, maybe more if this thing isn't settled.
I know that you looked at the debt ceiling from many different angles. First of all, tell us, explain to us, if you will, what the debt ceiling is.
Well, it is an amount, you know, the government's already spent X amount of money. Now they have to pay for it, right? They have a certain programs. So right now, it's above $14 trillion. They're going to need to raise it because we're spending more than we've got. The debt ceiling was actually hit May 16th, but different accounting tricks were used, different things were used so the federal government could keep operating. Right now, if the ceiling isn't raised by August 2nd, there might be some issues where Social Security payments aren't paid on time. Different things, and actual default would be if they didn't pay the interest on the U.S. government bonds. That would be a huge, huge problem because it would raise interest rates on mortgages. It would raise interest rates on credit cards, car loans, everything. Christopher Ruth at Comerica said it could be catastrophic, but he and others are saying they think it's going to get settled because everybody realizes that you just can't default. The problem is when you realize Uncle Sam is like the top-notch borrower, right? He's the top of the line. So if he defaults and he becomes a deadbeat, what does that say for the rest of us? It says we're all, you know, pretty much losers. Not really, but so our rates are based on Treasury rates, you know, the rates that we pay for mortgages, the rates that we pay as consumers are higher. They're set at a higher rate than what the U.S. government can borrow at. So if the borrowing for the U.S. government goes up, everything else goes up, too. And if everything else goes up, it could shut down the economy once again. Some people feel that we could have a credit crunch again. A gentleman I spoke to at Bankrate.com warned that we could see a credit crunch because why would somebody want to lend to us? So while the politics are very confusing and, you know, you watch the MSNBC, you watch all this and you get, oh, gosh, what's going to happen? I think a lot of calmer heads are going to have to prevail here. You know, they know that this is a big problem. It's not a secret. They know that this could really hurt the economy, which is pretty much fragile right now. The recovery isn't as strong as many people would have hoped 2 years into the economic recovery.
Could all these issues cause a recession?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It could spin us into another recession in a heartbeat if they don't settle this. And I think they will. That's why I think, I mean, maybe it sounds a little crazy to have confidence in the government, but I think at this point, you know, we think a lot of times the fire department is going to show up when there's a fire. This is one of those situations where I do think the government, cooler heads are going to prevail. There's a plan B that they're discussing at this point, you know, where maybe the Democrats and the Republicans could agree in Congress to something. You know, it's not going to fix the whole problem right away, but it's going to be a little bit of a stopgap.
And as bit of a challenge as we have with the debt that the country has, you write that a failure to increase that debt limit at this time could even put us into more dire straits.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think, you know, I think it's going to work out. We've only defaulted once, and it was such a minor, you know, it's almost like a technical default in 1979. I wrote about that. Some gentleman out of Ball State and Milwaukee, University of Milwaukee, wrote about this 1979 default where for 3 weeks payments weren't made on Treasury bills that were coming due. That was a very minor thing. At that time, it was almost technical. Almost, it sounded like it was because of computers too, but it was also because the debt ceiling wasn't raised.
All right, Susan, I got about 25 seconds. Paper U.S. savings bonds are going away.
They are going away. End of the year, you can't buy them anymore. Everything will have to be electronic. A lot of people don't buy them, but some grandmas do for birthday gifts and Christmas gifts. So it's going to be electronic. I'm curious. You know, everybody isn't online, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, how much people will get upset about that kind of an issue.
All right, Susan Tompore, just go to freep.com, look up these great columns about the debt ceiling. Thanks so much, Susan.
Oh, thanks a lot, Tony. Nice to work with you. Good luck.